Donald Trump says he wants America's immigration system to look more like Canada's.
So, how is Canada's immigration system different than the system in the US? Every year, about 300,000 permanent immigrants come to Canada, accounting for about 1% of the population. That's one of the highest ratios in the world. So, is Canada more welcoming to immigrants? It might seem that way, but look beyond the numbers. Consider the types of immigrants arriving to both countries. The US prioritizes more family-based immigration: spouses, children, parents, siblings. Canada has a merit-based system. That means Canada most prizes skilled foreign workers. It uses a points system. The more points you have, the better your chances. Proficient in English or French? Award yourself some points. Got a job offer? More points. The government skims the eligibility pool and takes the cream of the crop, which might explain why Canadians tend to feel more positive about immigration. In the US, the family petition is one of the main immigration channels. An immediate relative who is a citizen, or even in some cases a green card holder, can sponsor you. No language requirement, no education requirement. And cross-border love is also very popular. Immigration experts say that marriage is one of the fastest ways to get a green card. Check out this split. In 2014, the vast majority of immigration to Canada was economic. Only about a quarter was family-based immigration. US immigration flipped this around. Almost 65% of green card recipients were either immediate relatives or family-sponsored immigrants. Employment-based immigration made up about 14%. There are other ways to get a green card. A US employer could sponsor you. But first, they usually have to prove that they tried hiring an American before offering the job to a foreigner. Or you could be very rich. High net worth individuals can get an investor green card. Pour, say, $500,000 into a domestic project, create 10 jobs in the process, and you might be eligible. Canada previously had a federal immigrant investor program, but it ended in 2014.
So will the US system eventually look more like Canada's? That's not a given, for now. As it stands, the two countries have different criteria and different political challenges.